Artificial intelligence has been found to be more accurate than experts in predicting mental health recovery, according to new research. The global study, published today, examined whether neuroimaging-based assessments by doctors or machine learning, otherwise known as artificial intelligence, could better predict a patient's ability to create and maintain relationships. It's hoped the improved accuracy through AI could lead to better treatments. Louise Creeley has the details.
How accurately can a doctor predict whether a young patient at risk of depression or psychosis will recover or get worse? Not as well as AI, according to new research. Nicolo Koutsalaris, who led the study, is a professor for neurodiagnostic applications and psychiatry at the Ludwig Maximilian University in Munich.
Clinicians spent 2 days with those patients already, and then after these 2 days, they were asked the question, what do you think is the likely outcome of this individual? And they performed not that bad. So in persons with a high-risk state for psychosis, they were about 71% accurate. And in the patients with depression, it was a bit lower. But the algorithm, or the algorithms, they were significantly better than the clinicians, up to 80% or 82% of accuracy.
Professor Koutsalaris says using the algorithms to better predict what will happen over time to people at high risk of psychosis or with recent onset depression will allow clinicians to individualise treatments as early as possible. It's currently a trial and error approach.
You can tailor treatments for the risk, and in persons with a lower risk, you could basically just follow them up without any major intervention.
Professor Koutsalaris says the diagnostic algorithms that have been created are the most important part of the discovery and could have major implications for how we organise our healthcare system.
We will have, for the first time, a clinically useful tool that can be rolled out to clinical real-world settings beyond research. We have a one-size-fits-all approach, so we are applying all sorts of treatments to avoid basically a deterioration of functioning or the progression of disease, and we don't know who is on a trajectory to develop poor outcomes. By using these algorithms, we have a quantitative means to say this patient needs a much more intensive treatment, whereas another patient just needs a follow-up after half a year.
The algorithms will soon be available to health professionals online as part of a larger-scale clinical validation process.
Louise Creeley with that report, and the study's been published in the American Medical Association's journal JAMA Psychiatry.